All right, everybody, welcome to another week of the Doe and 5-0 show. It's a little windy out there today, Joe. A little windy.
It is. It's all right. It's
very nice. Unseasonable temperatures towards the end of September here in Indiana.
But there are no real seasonal temperatures in Indiana.
It might be snowing tomorrow.
It could be 100 or it might snow tomorrow. We have no freaking idea.
Pretty nice day out today other than the wind, though. It's been pretty nice out today.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and dive into this week in news. South Carolina woman who said she was too pretty for jail gets no time behind bars.
Oh, well, I guess she was too pretty for jail.
Lauren Cutshaw went viral last year when she said she was too pretty to go to jail when she was arrested for DUI. Now the judge in her case seems to agree, as the 34-year-old Cutshaw has been given a sweet deal, including no time behind bars. She even gets to keep her driver's license. Cutshaw, a real estate agent from South Carolina, was pulled over after cops say she blew through a stop sign at over twice the speed limit on August 5th of 2018. Her bratty whining on the way to jail went viral last year. She was quoted as saying, "I graduated from a really good university. I was almost the valedictorian. I graduated with a 3.8 in my high school and got a scholarship to my college. I was an all-American."
Wait, how old is she?
Yeah. "I was an all-American cheerleader. I mean, I didn't miss a beat my whole life," she said. "I've never been to jail. Please, I don't want to know what it's like." But it was what she allegedly said at the police department precinct that really had people up in arms, calling herself a very clean, thoroughbred white girl, according to a police report. Cutshaw has just pled guilty to a misdemeanor DUI. She was fined $187 in order to perform 24 hours of community service and take alcohol safety classes.
And that's it?
That's it.
Well, that's bullshit.
No license suspension.
I would have given her jail time for everything she said.
Yeah. I mean,
well, how did they justify that? How she blew through a stop sign? She was drunk.
Yeah.
And that's all they gave her?
That's it. Pretty lenient judge.
That is not going to go over well.
Yeah, that's not a good look. Not a good look at all.
All right, I'm angry to start the show. That's bullshit.
Woman set fire trying to burn ex-boyfriend's love letters up, Joe. Oops.
Well, she set fire trying to burn the love letters. That you'd have to set a fire to burn something, right?
Well, the next time Ariana Lillard decides to destroy some love letters from an ex-boyfriend, she'll probably opt for a shredder and not a small butane torch. Huh. The 19-year-old Nebraska woman set a fire in her Lincoln apartment on Monday afternoon that caused $4,000 in damage. Investigators say Lillard attempted to torch a small batch of love notes, but when the paper did not appear to catch on fire, she placed the notes on a bedroom carpet and then proceeded to take a nap. What Lillard did not realize was that the letters apparently were smoldering when after she used the butane torch, and then she dozed off. Her sleep was subsequently disrupted by the sound of a smoke detector going off in her third floor apartment. Lillard awoke to the bedroom carpet in flames. Lillard, who was alone in the residence, escaped without any injuries, and the flames were quickly doused by Lincoln firefighters. The fire did not damage any other units in the rental complex. She was cited for negligent burning, and she is scheduled for an October 16th court appearance.
And I bet she gets more than $187 fine in 24 hours community service. Yeah, that was stupid, but you know, they're damn lucky. Only $4,000 in damage and only one apartment. That's really good.
Yeah,
I've had
surprised it didn't spread.
Yeah, that is shocking. What else do we have, Lee? What else? What else?
All right, Joe, last thing in news this week, we're going to talk about our good old friend Darren Sturch.
Or your... Oh, I get shivers down my spine when you say her name.
Your faux pas daughter. Darren is a RN in our local community. She's made national headlines, Joe. Her and her daughter referenced this lemonade stand. Have you seen the news stories about it floating around on social media?
I'll be honest, and I'm really sorry, Darren, but after the first 35 times I saw it, every time it came up, I'm deleting the damn thing. I've seen it too many times.
But you've seen that it's come across. It's been picked up by Good Morning America and all the news stations. And so for those of you that aren't familiar, 30 bikers line up at a girl's lemonade stand after her mom helps riders that were hurt in a crash. Out of Chi-Lai, Indiana, bikers pull over for lemonade. 30 of them did last weekend as a thank you to someone who cared, according to ABC News. "I had no idea how many there would be. They were so generous," said Darren Sturch. After the Milwaukee Iron Motorcycle Group arrived Sunday at her daughter's stand in Chi-Lai, Indiana. She was charging $1, and I bet every one of them gave a $5, $10, or $20 bill. She was as happy as she could be. Of course, there's a story behind it. Last September, Sturch, who's a nurse here in Miami County, was driving on State Road 19 when she came up a tangled crash of motorcycles. I parked a ways away, and my daughter went see it when I ran up. Several of them had injuries. Sturch says she stayed and helped the five injured victims until paramedics arrived. Later, she checked in with them on Facebook and developed an occasional online friendship with the group. They were the first to cheer me on and root for me and let me know they're thinking of me, she says. Then her 8-year-old daughter's lemonade stand got rained out, and the biker suggested she try it again a week later. That's when the gang from Kimono, Indiana...
Not a gang.
Arrived.
I was paying attention, Darren.
I never pay attention to anything she says.
So. Well, when do you ever get really hold of her? Because she never returns a call or anything.
That's true. Rude.
Rude. It is rude.
She was happy, and her daughter was happy and surprised, and afterwards she told me that she thought there were nice people in the world. It was a good thing that she wore waterproof mascara that day. Does that mean she actually has feelings?
Must mean her daughter.
Oh, okay.
Can't mean Darren.
That's a pretty cool story.
It is a cool story. So Darren was on the highway and ran some motorcycles off the road. Is that how it started?
Yep. Woman driver.
Right. Okay. So Darren ran some people off the road, and then she pulled over until real help came.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she pulled out a deck of cards. Isn't that what nurses do?
Yeah. Probably. She's probably playing cards on her phone, you know, solitaire or something like that.
No, that's a cool story, Darren. We really like that.
So good job to Darren and her daughter. That's a pretty cool story. It's gone pretty viral. It's, like I said, it's been picked up by several news outlets and Good Morning America. That's pretty big. So.
But Darren, I do have one thing I want to say. You came and picked up donuts that I donated yesterday, and not even a thank you.
Ooh.
Yeah, not even a thank you. All the people I donate to, everybody says thank you, but not Darren.
Shame on you, Darren.
Shame on you.
Shame.
What if your biker gang knew about that you ran off the road?
Yeah.
Think about that. Just think about that. That's going to be on Good Morning America.
So sad. All right, folks, that's all we got for this week in news.
Oh, wait, you're not going to show them the shirt you're going to wear at Disneyland? Or Disney World? I can't remember which is which.
No, I don't know where I'm going either. It's the one in Florida.
Yeah, of course.
So I guess we can. I'll throw it up there for everybody to see.
That's a great shirt.
My wife, my family is going on a vacation to Disney next month. And my wife has...
You're going to come back with a lot of material for us, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's a thing now for families. Maybe it's always been a thing. I don't know. But for families to wear these Disney-themed T-shirts together. I'm totally not looking forward to any part of any of that.
You're looking forward to spending time with your family. Just not the billions of dirty, smelly Floridian people and just the thought of it. I'll text you off and they'll laugh. Sure.
So anyway, she texted me this morning and wanted me to find T-shirts that I would be willing to wear, and I found one good one.
Yep.
Right there.
It's a great shirt.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with...
Breaking Bad.
That's Walter White, the meth cook from Breaking Bad. One of the...
A damn good meth cook.
Yeah. It was... it's just fantastic TV series. It was on, I think it was AMC for several years. They're getting ready to do some type of reboot of that, Joe, with the guy that was in it, the kid, Jesse Pinkman, I think was his name.
Oh, okay. You know, I've never seen one of those shows, but my wife watched one. And she ended up watching the whole series. She said it was fantastic.
Yeah, I never watched it when it was actually on its original run. It was one of those things where I was off on vacation or something and I got bored. And it was on Netflix. And I think that's the first show I binge watched on Netflix was Breaking Bad. So it's a pretty good show. So, but that's my T-shirt, man. That's one I want. So I'm sure I won't get it. I'll probably get something totally lame. But hey.
Oh, I hope we get pictures. Probably not.
All right. Well, gone off on a tangent there. It's time for this week in Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida.
Well, in Florida, there was a young couple who were on their bikes coming from a bar. Well, they drank too much and soon were arrested and then had sex in the back of a cop car. What the hell is with Florida, where all crazy shit seems to come from? A week won't pass by without lots of stories proving that... Florida's dumb.
What?
All right, everybody, welcome to This Week in Florida. We're going to start things off, Joe, where a Florida man gets a $500 fine for telling police his name was Ben Dover.
Oh, my gosh, is he 12? But I still find it funny.
I mean, he looks like he's probably not much older than 12. I
don't know. No, he probably...
Sometimes a joke is worth the cost of the penalty. I, for one, believe this one is such the case. A Florida man found himself down $500 after giving false information to police. It started with police trying to remove him from a park in a Florida suburb. When they asked him his name, he replied, Ben Dover. The man then gave the cop the finger and tried to run away. He was shortly thereafter taken into custody. He pled no contest to an obstruction charge and was ordered to pay the $500 fine. Sorry about your luck, Mr. Dover.
So he got a $500 fine for saying bend over and flipping off the police and mm-hmm. running away. But that chick was drunk, ran through a stop sign, said she was too pretty to be arrested. Mm-hmm. But she was a high school cheerleader.
Yes. Yeah.
And she got less than half that. Where the heck's the justice in this? All right, go ahead. What else do we have in Florida?
Out of Okaloosa County, we go here quite frequently as well. Topless bicyclist charged with retail theft. Out of Okaloosa.
How did when you steal something, aren't you trying to be inconspicuous?
Well, apparently not to this female here. A woman riding a bicycle topless down Highway 98 was charged with retail theft. Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputies say Courtney Backus, age 32, took a flip-flops and a shirt from a Surfside Outfitters on Miracle Strip Parkway Thursday, and she left on her bicycle.
All right.
A deputy found the woman later that night riding her bicycle topless down the center of Highway 98. The deputy pulled up to Backus and asked her to stop, to which she reportedly replied, "Make me." The deputy then pulled up in front of the woman as she tried to pedal past him. They were able to stop her and found the stolen items as well.
Wait, so didn't she just steal her top?
Yeah, apparently she didn't want to wear it, though.
All right. Well, only in Florida, apparently. Only in Florida.
Maybe she wanted to go home and take a shower first before she put on her new clothes.
Because that'd be gross otherwise. Yeah. Make me.
Make me.
You think they just took the card and went...
Florida man spray paints the word slur in a bar bathroom, according to police report. Well, look at that guy. He's got some fantastic hair.
Wait, he painted the word slur?
Slur. S-L-U-R. Slur. Out of Melbourne, Florida, a Florida man who spray painted the word slur in a bar bathroom was found with spray cans still in his backpack, according to Melbourne PD. Police said a witness saw Paul Scott, age 24, walk into the men's restroom at Mug's Pub Sunday night with his backpack, and when he left, there was wet pink paint on the wall that read slur.
So now he can say he wrote slur in the bathroom wall, and he kept the spray can.
Yeah.
The $2 spray can he kept in his backpack so that when he got caught, they would know it was him.
When police approached Scott, they said he initially told them he'd been in the bar for about 15 minutes, and during that time, he had one beer before an employee asked him to leave. According to authorities, they could hear the sound of aluminum cans coming from Scott's backpack, and when they searched it, they found spray paint bottles and an empty bottle that was still wet in the same shade of pink as the graffiti inside the bathroom. Scott said he is a painter and spray paints often, but denied painting in the restroom. All I did was go inside, use the restroom, and leave, Scott said. He was arrested on a criminal mischief charge.
I don't even get it. I don't understand.
Slur.
What was he trying to get away with? What was he bragging to his friends about? I don't know. Florida.
Florida.
It's got to be Florida. Were you going on vacation? All right. What do we got? What else? What do we have?
All right, here we go, Joe. This is the story that inspired your masterpiece this week. Florida couple caught having sex in a patrol car after their DUI arrest.
Not the prettiest couple, are they?
Well, this happened on Friday the 13th, nonetheless, in Florida.
Florida.
Boy, she's liquor.
What is she on meth or something? Or was it? What are you picking at yourself? Is that heroin?
Look at her. Looks like she's got a bloody nose.
there's no compassion over here.
Out of
looks like her face is broken.
At a furtive, some type of beach in Florida, deputies say a Florida couple arrested on suspicion of cycling under the influence on Friday the 13th didn't let that stop them from having sex in the back of a patrol car. This bizarre episode unfolded at about 11:40 p.m. that night in Fernandina Beach. According to their arrest reports, Nassau County deputy stopped to the couple after they were nearly struck by a car while they cut off crossing South Fletcher Avenue. Smelling of alcohol, the deputy placed both under arrest. Things took a sore turn when the arresting deputy noticed the couple had shed their clothes and were starting to have sex in the back of his patrol car. When deputies opened the car to intervene, the naked man knocked a deputy to the ground and took off running into the night.
So he ran off naked?
Yeah, sounds like it. Deputy said the woman, 35-year-old Megan Lynn Buttafuoco, grew violent with deputies while they transferred her to a separate vehicle.
It's because they were begging her to put her clothes back on.
She was taken down and later checked out at the hospital. Her blood alcohol content was 0.06, and when she took the breathalyzer 3 hours after their initial interaction with her. The man, 31-year-old Aaron Seth Thomas, was later located and taken into custody after deputies caught up to him at a nearby Cold Stone Creamery. Deputies said Thomas's blood alcohol content was 0.145, which is nearly twice the legal limit in Florida. Both Thomas and Buttafuoco were booked into the Nassau County Jail on several charges, including resisting with violence, unnatural and sexual acts, exposure of sexual organs, and driving under the influence. As of Monday, both remained in custody.
Well, and there you go.
You know,
so he took off naked. She wasn't even drunk. That's funny.
Well, some people can't, even at 06, she may not be handle her alcohol very well.
And so maybe she had
other
stimuli.
She may not be legally intoxicated, yeah. she might have had something else going on there. So, I get having the urge, but there's a lot of cleaner places you can have intercourse besides the backseat of a cop car.
Bleh.
Just saying.
They're so uncomfortable, too, back there. You guys should, make those a little nicer.
Maybe I should come up with an Uber type service for police cars.
Hey, that would cut down on your mileage a little bit.
Yeah. Might be onto something there.
Okay. Well, it's something to look into.
All right. Well, that's all we got for this week in Florida. It's time for our last segment of the week, This Week in Politics. All right, everybody, welcome to This Week in Political Garbage. Joe, this week's, it's not really, I guess it's kind of controversial, but it's kind of more funny than anything to me. Court rules 6 states must allow women to hashtag free the nipple due to the Fort Collins lawsuit.
What?
Women in several states can now walk about while topless due to a recent court decision that many cities aren't bothering to fight. The result of the hashtag free the nipple movement, women in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma can now walk the town without a top on, thanks to activists who wanted women to be able to bear as much skin as the fellas. Addressing small parts of inequality can make a big difference in how people are treated on a day-to-day basis, and I thought free the nipple was just one small step closer to how it should be, said Britt Hoagland, one of two women who filed a lawsuit against the city of Fort Collins. According to KSBY News, attorney Andy McNulty called the law an attack on civil liberties and the women's rights. Any law that says women are prohibited from is unconstitutional and really just intolerable in a society that should treat women as equal to men. With the city of Fort Collins unwilling to take the matter to Supreme Court, all 6 states in the 10th district must now cease enforcing laws against women going topless in public. I think the council, as they articulated in their 4-3 vote, really just thought this is a matter of priority. No guarantee of success or that the Supreme Court would even take it up. That the money was just better spent on other city priorities, said Tyler Marr, who is the Deputy Director of Information for the City of Fort Collins. It is unknown if any other cities will challenge the ruling. Some Colorado residents believe the law is opening the door for trouble, while others believe...
Do they think?
While others believe it is just an unfair double standard. I guess as a woman, I mean, I do think we do deserve equal rights and everything, so I guess that would count as well. But I think if women do choose to do that, they might be asking for a little bit of trouble, said Peg Williams, who lives in Boulder, Colorado. For Fort Collins resident George Lingell, the ruling raises questions about how showing some sexual organs is okay, while showing others may land a person in trouble with the law. It just seems like a contradiction of laws that a woman can expose her breast, but a man can't go in an alley behind a dumpster and take a leak without coming up on criminal charges. So.
I that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that chick in Iowa that wants to legalize prostitution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Weed's being legalized. And now I guess you can just be naked. Hell, I won't walk around without my top on.
So, I mean, come on. And this guy's right. This this gentleman that they quoted there at the end, George.
George.
You know, he wants to go out to the alleyway and take a leak, and he'll probably get cited or arrested for public indecency. But if a woman's walking around topless, it's okay.
Well, I guess they're saying that that isn't technically a sexual organ. Their breasts. I'm saying what they're saying. I mean, and in a lot of countries, women go topless on the beaches and stuff. So, but because we're not in other countries, and in the other countries, they can go swimming like that, but can they just walk around town like that?
Not that I'm aware of. I believe there's like nudist beaches. I don't know that there's, well, there's nudist colonies.
This isn't
places.
A nudist thing. I had a friend, Corey Lund. Corey actually listens to our show. He's from Sweden. Hi, Corey.
Corey.
And we were in social class, and Mrs. Rock, who was our teacher, said that we get used to certain things, and in America, if a girl is topless, the guys go nuts because they're not used to seeing that. And she said in Sweden, they can go to the beach and they can be topless, and nobody thinks anything of it. And she asked, you know, she said, right, Corey? And he just shook his head, yes. And she went back to the chalkboard because, you know, I'm old and they had chalk and boards back then. And we all looked at him and he had a big grin on his face and he went. So they are still looked at. So now, I don't know, what breastfeeding in public is okay now, right? Didn't they say?
Well, I mean, you see headlines about that all the time where some people are okay with it and other people are completely offended by it.
I'm not offended. I just think, I don't know.
I never said you were. I'm just saying that there are people that are.
No, I'm saying, for my personal, I don't know how I should feel about that. It seems like if you, I'm just feeding my baby, but you can't feed him someplace else.
Sarah used to breastfeed, like if we'd go out to eat or something and one of the babies got hungry, but she always covered up with a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as indiscreet as it could be.
Right.
I've been in restaurants where women have just pulled the shirt right up and down right there. And it's, I don't know. I mean, yes, that's a natural thing, obviously, for the mom and the baby to do.
Right.
But then again, in public with a million eyes probably gathering at you.
Right.
I don't know. To me, this is insane. This is asking for a million problems because these women are going to be walking around topless. I'm assuming some of them will be attractive that do it, and that's going to be an issue.
And you know what? There's going to be some that are very unattractive doing
it. That's what I mean.
That will also be an issue.
You know, you can't tell me that all the creepos in these six states aren't going to see these topless women and do, you know, some undesirable things.
All of a sudden, the census in all of those states is going to triple.
Yeah. I'm thinking about making a career change somewhere else.
I don't think it's a good idea, and I think that guy's exactly right. It's opening up the door for a lot of bad things.
So now we got pots legal in Colorado. Now we're going to have topless women. I mean, what could go wrong?
Nothing could go wrong with this. I'm not a fan.
Shockingly, this didn't occur in Florida. They weren't one of the exceptions.
Well,
so.
I'll bet they're very upset about this because they like to be. And California wasn't named in that. That's kind of odd, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what we got for this week in politics. That was a unique court ruling, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I actually felt like I couldn't say everything I was thinking on that.
I mean, look, we've offended plenty of people. Why stop now?
Yeah, I guess, but I don't think it. No. Okay, just no. No, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's a bad idea. I think that prostitution's a bad idea. Honestly, I think the pot's a bad idea. Since we don't have ways of really regulating that, if you pull somebody over that's been smoking weed and they probably shouldn't be driving, how do you test for that?
Well, you don't.
You just do a stupid human tricks?
Yeah, I need you to flip backwards and recite the alphabet from the middle to the end, from the end to the beginning, and then touch your nose with your toes and, you know, all the good stuff.
So. Oh, huh. I hope I don't get pulled over.
You can't even run through a parking lot.
No, I can't. Oh, that was awful.
Yeah, I mean, it's opening a can of worms that I think all these places are going to live to regret if people take them up on their toplessness, which I'm sure at least at first people
pretty
will.
Soon there's going to be proms with the all these pictures are going to be out there like that. It's bad idea. You guys are stupid to not fight that. You guys are stupid to bring it up in the first place. What the hell is wrong with these people? There's just
right up there with the sharing the bathrooms between the boys and the girls.
Because today I identify as a girl, tomorrow I identify as a turnip.
I
sure hope this silly shit stops.
I self-identify as a retired millionaire.
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
It's free.
I mean, he should give me some of it. He likes free shit. He should just give me some of his money. Huh. That's what he expects everybody else to do.
I think he will. He seems like that.
All right. Well, that's all we got for this week's show, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye.